I'm Russell Davis, author of Egg, Bacon, Chips and Beans and eggbaconchipsandbeans.com. It was a couple of years ago, I desperately wanted to blog about something, but didn't want to do, you know, pictures of my cat. So I was kind of, I discovered by looking at the camera that I went to Greasy Spoons a lot and took pictures of food, so turned it into a blog from there. And it went along quietly for a while, and then people started noticing and going, oh, you've got to visit here, you've got to go there, this is great. And there was a sense that it was capturing something that might be disappearing a bit. So it just kind of, it mushroomed from there.
So do you think the Greasy Spoons are under threat?
There's a kind of conventional wisdom that they are, and some are, but equally, every day a new cafe arrives. It's not necessarily a kind of, you know, Formica and 50s Tommy Steele kind of a espresso place, but new cafes arrive, and they're very often as characterful as the places that disappear. So I think it's a kind of Disney-esque circle of life thing. I think you get, you know, like that.
Is that the fault of the Jamie Oliver sort of brigade, that we're all a bit too concerned with haute cuisine to want to indulge in a greasy strip of bacon and some beans and a bit of chips?
I suppose there's an element of that, but I think there's also I don't know, I remember when I first moved to London, whatever it was, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you know, if you wanted to go out in the evening, you went to a pub. That was it. That was your only option. And a good thing now is you know, these other options have arrived. But that's also threatening cafes a little bit as well, I think. And yeah, I mean, you know, there are times when you don't want ciabatta, you know. There are times you just want some sliced white, you know, and a big slab of bacon in between.
But do you find things are disappearing from the menu? I mean, it's hard to get black pudding now, isn't it?
It probably is in the south. There are a lot of places where it's not. It's hard to stop black pudding, frankly. So, you have to know where to look, but on every corner somewhere, you know, or round every corner, there's a fantastic cafe. But they're easy to walk by if you're not looking.
Do you get Greasy Spoon purists? I mean, I must admit, I look at chips on the menu and I'm kind of, chips? Oh, I don't think of them as really part of the classic cooked breakfast.
Well, like you said, for me, they are. Partly because, I mean, this whole thing started, I used to be in a band thousands of years ago, and we used to kind of tour up and down the motorway. And we always, because I'm from Derby, we always used to end up at Leicester Forest Sea service station. And one of the set breakfasts there was egg, bacon, chips and beans, which kind of just became my order in the way that, you know, like men at some point in their 20s get a haircut and that's it. They keep that for the rest of their lives. That kind of became my set breakfast order. So chips have become part of the thing for me. And chips also are the thing that makes each one different to the other, I think. Like beans, eggs, bacon are kind of fairly self-similar wherever you go, but chips, there's an infinite variety, which I like.
Now, do you adhere to the school that says if the chip can stand up under its own weight, it's no good?
I've not heard that. That's very good. I can appreciate all forms of the chip. I have to say, the small and crispy to the large and greasy, they're all heaven to me.
So what does this prize, this nomination, mean to you?
Well, I mean, it's nice, obviously, to get the validation that I'm not completely mad, which I hope that it signifies. But also, I mean, the good thing is that hopefully more people will visit the site, more people will buy the book. And there's a kind of self-fueling quality to the blog as well, that the more people who come and recommend places, you know, the better it is. And I've also, it has gradually dawned on me that I can't visit every cafe in the world. So I've put a kind of thing that says open source, you know, SAUCE, on the side of the blog, and just kind of said, anyone who wants to take pictures, write reviews, and send me stuff in, I'll put them up. So hopefully it'll extend from just my lone lunacy to kind of being more of a community appreciating cafes thing, you know.
That is something I've always found incredible, is brown sauce. Because if you look on the ingredients list on the back, it's like the British Empire in a bottle, isn't it? You have molasses from Canada, you've got tamarind from the Indies.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'd never thought of that. There's a little bit in the book, which is kind of a fantasy sequence, about the difference between HP and daddies, and how clearly HP is manufactured in the Houses of Parliament by men in bowler hats, and, you know, daddies is manufactured by, you know, goblins in Yorkshire or something. But the thing, I, my someone was asking me the other day, what's in brown sauce? And you just have to say, it's just brown. It's just essence of brown. You know, it's brown in food form.